Today's daf is daf tet. We're holding on the bottom of daf tet amud bet, the very last line, five words from the end. Ahu gabra, by the kamaz bin chumre patpiata. There was this guy who was selling these bundles, or chumre means something that's tied together. Patpiata are these little rings, Rashi says they're made out of glass, and they're called pearls. I guess you didn't have the right kind, huh? In any event, some don't have the patfiata, and they just have their chumri. I mean, they were selling, now she translates chumri, by the way, as buttons. Yeah. Little buttons that you put together. He actually says the word buttons, and says you put them on a string. Yeah. So, yeah, it's very popular. There we go, demonstrate. Excellent. This is Tanya's work. And after Ahita, so this woman comes along and she says, hey, how about the habakachufa? Give me a strand, will you? That's nice stuff. Oh, my la, So let's make a little deal. I'll give you the necklace, you give me yourself. What do you think? Oh, my la, she says, hey, come on, man, have me, just give it to me. Omar of Kama, call a have me, all that means is cut it out and let's just have the necklace, okay? Stop being a smart aleck. It doesn't mean, yeah, except give it. It was also, this guy who was sitting in a bar having himself a glass of wine. So, this girl comes by. She says, on the way, get me a cup. I'll get you a cup, but let's make a little deal. So she says, cut it out, Ashkayan, go on, just give me a drink, please.
What
don't
you think I
had? Even that's nothing. So it says that we're going in the order of things that are less necessary. So here's a necklace, we understand that. I mean, how desperate could she be for a necklace? We're just saying, come on, we understand the word, just give it, as meaning just give it. So when she repeats the word, it's not to indicate. She says about Haba Miyava, give it. So we take that to mean, I cut it out, just give it already, right? But you might have thought that when it comes to a drink, man, maybe she's really, really desperate. You know, so I gotta have this drink. So when she's saying this, I must have it, okay, what can I do? I'll accept your condition. Kamash from that, even that is, it's nonsense. It's Kamash Kuyashkai, and that kind of language just means cut it out and give me a drink. Then there was a Maiseh, we have Yahu Gavadavi Kashari Tamri Midikla. A guy was up on a tree, was getting off dates from the, from a palm tree. So this is food already. Maybe that's more necessary. Ata Ayitita. So this girl comes by, Amarlein, so she said, Shadili Tarte. Let's have a couple of dates. Now, he took that to mean we should go out. So he says, if I do, how about if we get married? So, Ishadin Allah, Mikadashli. I'm like, just shut him Mishta already. In this case, too, he's talking about food. Koshida Mishta, that double language just means, get it over with already. Just give it to me and stop teasing me. So that's a lot for Iboil, was it only because it was all the cases were double, and each one of these Amorayim said that the double language doesn't mean anything. What if it wasn't double? What if she would have said, Hav, not Havi Yavi, which would take to mean just give it already. She just says Hav, so that means Hav under the circumstances and in context it means I'm ready to accept. Or if she just said Ashki, give me a drink, or she just said Shadi. So then it sounds more responsive to the real thing. So what would be the case over there, Mao? Omer Ravina, in that case, you would be Mekudesh. Ripsama Barakta Omer, listen, I'm ready to swear by Caesar's crown, it's ridiculous. Tagana Malka, in a Mekudesh, what kind of thing? It wasn't only, it was the other way around. You might have thought that if she's saying, look, I absolutely must have it. So reason, I absolutely must have it, I'm ready to accept anything. If she says, give it, it means just give it for sure. So that's also not the Kodesha. The Yochata indeed, all the past couple of pages we've had a lot of arguments and questions. So the Yochata in this case is Enam Kodesha. Indeed it does not mean I'm ready to accept your conditions. And Hilchot Shiroi lo tzrich ishum. And Halakha is also like Rabbah before in his argument with Rav Yosef about whether you need to have an exact value on Shavah Kesev that it should be Kayetz. We don't ask him like that. The Hilchot, we also ask an Ovir Rabbi Elazar, who said that if he says he's Kachili B'mon and he gives her a dinner, that we view that as the Kiddush of being Chal now, and the rest of the money is being a condition that he has to fulfill, but the condition is immediate. And also, the Ilchataka Rava Amar Rav Nachman, who said before that if you give a mashkan for a promise of money for kedushin, mona inkan, mashkan inkan, and therefore there's no kedushin at all if she changes her mind. Okay, so now we finished our long, long discussion over here about the types of kedushin. Now the question is, how exactly do you go about doing the kiddush? We wanted the details, so we spoke about the details of one of the types of kiddushin, lashonas, you could say, ariat mekudesh, with this and so on. How about bishtar? How would that work? Kiddush ishtar. So now about a bishtar kitzah. Well, you were talking about to give to a father. Katavlo ala niyar. What was that big glass thing? That water. Katavlo ala niyar or ala cheres, if you wrote on paper, or for that matter, even on a cheres. This is a little bit of a problem with cheres, because cheres could mean that it's erasable. There's a question of whether you can have a shtash, whether it has to be enoya cholis dayev. Stosis points out something that can be forged is no good. On paper it leaves a mark if you erase it. There's a whole discussion about the types of shtarot that are okay to write on an actual piece of cheres, which is pottery, broken pottery. So, I mean, it could be, it's dependent, it suggests on the question of whether it's Eidei Mesira Karta, whether it's Chatima Karta, it's Mesira, so then they saw what is written. Okay, but that we'll wait till later on, because that's where the main sugi is, where he contrasts it to Gemara later. So, Alpha Pisha in Boshava Pruta, there's no need in a shtar that the shtar itself should have any value. And he writes to the father, Bitcha Mekudeshetli, or Bitcha Muresetli, or Bitcha Leinto, the cases of the Lishonot that we had earlier. So I raise him a Kudeshet. Here it's interesting that there's a Shaila in the Rishonim, a very interesting Shaila, it's talking about locus Rishonim. Whether is this the whole thing? Or being as we learn out Shtari Kedushin from Shtari Gittin, just like in the Get, you have to have the name of the person that it's for. So here too, it's not to say Hare At Mekudeshet or Hare Bitcha Mekudeshet. You have to explain. And with this, just like we do in the Get, the Dein Tahavi Lechimi Noi, and so on and so forth, we write in the Shtar Erisin that for so and so, Bas, so and so, this is the mode of making the Kedusha, because we learn it up directly from Gittin. We'll see later on in our Sukkah.
But it's obvious, because maybe you have two daughters, well, Bitcha. You have two daughters, which ones?
So
you must put the name.
Why? You can say, I want to give you a shtar to be Mekadesh Rachel.
No, it's said Bitcha.
No, that's what is written. Yeah. But the giving of the shtar could make it clear, why would it have to be in the shtar? Now what about if there's only one? I mean, that's a different question. We'll see in our Gemara soon, the Shaila of Lishma, Lagabi Ketivah. Does that have to be written Lishma, even though we learn that out from Gittin? So, but some of the general mechalik between Lishma, where Enoch Inami, we will learn out from Gittin, and the other halachas, because they say the other halachas of the clarity, which is what you're raising, the question of the clarity of the content of the shtar, that's only because of Sefer Kritut, which is then in Gerishin, that the Kritut has to be absolute. But we don't find such a concept by Kedushin. So the vehicle of creating Kedushin, we can't apply dinim that are applicable only to Gittin for some other issue and say that that's a din in the shtar per se. Over there it's required to be in the shtar because of requirements of Gerishin. That's the question. How central to the actual shtar of the get is the issue of writing the name of the other lashonas.
But you said the yatzarah ita, it must be comparing.
And it does. Like, I mean, I just explained to you why that comparison would apply to certain elements, the vehicle, because that's what we're learning out. We certainly can't learn out from the yatzarah ita sefer kritut. Right? Okay, because kritut is by definition the gerishin. So any element that is, this is what the Ritva time is, an element that's learnt out because not safer, but because of kritut, that wouldn't apply to the kiddushin. Right? Mashen Kain, the Ramban says, Enochinami, from your diyuk. It would have to be indeed the shame as well. We'll see a little bit later in the sugya how this applies to Lishma. Matkifla, Ribzera Bar Mamo, I understand. We're learning out shtar. You're saying, I mean, it's not the same. This is not what a shtar is. A shtar, we know, I mean, when you write a shtar, the whole idea of a shtar is that an instrument that is also the definition of what it is that I am willing to do, such as, I am going to sell you my field with a shtar. So how do I do that? I write you out a bill of sale. So in civil law, so that bill of sale is not the effectuator of the sale. It's just the proof of the sale. But by the Dinei HaTorah, it actually creates the sale. But you see that what it has to say is not that I do hereby buy your field from you. You can't buy a field by writing a contract that says I do hereby buy your field. You buy a field by the makneh giving you a contract that says I hereby sell you my field. But over here it's the seller, who is the isha, or the father of the daughter, isn't writing anything. So how do you know that that's even called a shtar? You're saying shtar can be defined as writing out what I'm saying. Maybe not. Maybe it has to be the makneh. Over there by the get, it's the makneh. And we never found a shtar like this anywhere else. Because, says Rav Zita, it's not similar at all. I mean, how come you're taking a shtar on the sale? So the mocher kotevlo, that's the seller who writes, sadai mechura lecha, my field is hereby sold to you. But over here it's the baal who is writing, bitcha mekudeshet li, and you're the one who has to give your daughter to me. So it's the inverse of the shtar. My Rava, and this Rava's shita is all over Shas, is to utilize context. So in other words, he says you have to apply the halacha contextually. So that even though the etzem we're learning out the yatzavah hita, shtar, that ha'ata mi'inyana dekra, v'ha'ka mi'inyada dekra. The question of how it is that the Torah would define a shtar is clearly contextual. In other words, if we're taking a look at the psukim that have to do with selling fields. So over there it says, umachar mi'achuzato. Okay, so what does that mean? That the question here is about the seller, the mocher. So b'mocher tala rachmana. There the entire point of all of the halacha, where does it begin? It begins with the seller. But here, the entire discussion of Kiddushin and of Gerushin and of the Isser of Ma'azir Grushato, the whole parsha, begins with the word of Ki Yikach, which is a focus on the person who is going to be the Baal. So it's the Baal Tola Rachmana. Hey, now, wait a minute, says the Gemara, that's, you're picking and choosing your psukim. I mean, there are other psukim. Who said that's the pasuk? I mean, Hatam Nami, we do find the pasuk that says, Sadot Bakesev Yiknu. So that's a reference to the buyer, not to the seller. Well, I mean, it doesn't have the dots in the pasuk in the Navi. So maybe it's Sadot Bakesev Yaknu, which would mean to you be Makne, with the sefer. There it says, Uchtov b'sefer, write it down in a book. So, I mean, maybe that would, I mean, so you could make that, indeed, yaknu. Okay, so you're telling me that yaknu would be the same as the seller, and that would be the equivalent of umacha mi'achuzata. So in other words, we'll take the pasuk that's clear, and then we'll define the other pasuk. Now, wait. Yeah, you're cheating. Might I make the krita be yaknu? What made you did that? What made you do that was the fact that you had another pasuk that said umachar, which was focusing on the seller, not the buyer. So in order to make it consistent, so you went ahead and you changed the pasuk here about tzedot ha-kesev, that it should be consistent with the other one to talk about the seller, right? So then I could do the same thing with kiddushin, because I can change the language to read Hochi Nami, instead of saying Ki Yikach, right? So you could say the same thing, Ki Yakach, right? Thus, I mean, what do we have? Et Bitina Tati Le'ishaze. So what does that mean? So that means Ki Yakiach is what it means. So that in the same way, Bitina Tati Et Le'ishaze means I am the one who is giving my daughter. So then who is it talking about? So it's talking about now the seller, that is to say, the father, right? So then we could also read the other pasuk of Ki Yikach Ishisha to mean Ki Yakiach Ishisha. I mean, you're playing games with the pasuk. You want to say it's consistent. Look, we started off with two pasukim. You made it sound as very simple. Kiddusha is talking about the buyer, Ki Yikach. Mechira of the Sada is talking about the seller, because it says umachar me'achuzato. Then I bring you another pasuk that says something different. So then you start playing games with the mechira and you make them read the same. Well, if you're going to play games, let's start with the other one, with kiddushin. Okay, et biti natati, referring to the seller. You say, yeah, but ki yikach is the buyer. No, maybe that's ki yakiach ishisha. So I mean, you could play games either way. Elam haravah says, "Rava, look down." Yeah, you're right. It's not that we're really looking at the pasuk. Context was a mistake. The idea over here is really hilchataninu. The concept of the din of shtar is halacha l'mashe misinai. The idea of the rabbanan saying that here it says umachar me'achuzato and all of that, it was basically asbechinu rabbanan akroi. They chose the psukim that matched the halacha to say that this is the ikar pasuk. So Stosis, that doesn't make any sense. If that's really true, that Hilchataninu, then why did we go through all of this tzar before of a yatzar, v'aitat? I mean, we weren't really learning it out from the yatzar, v'aitat. We have a lokal of Sinai that a woman is nicknamed Bishtar. So all we're looking for is a desmachta, not for the etzem kinyan, but for the fact of writing it in this fashion. That this is a shtar in which I take you rather the other way. But we knew that anyway, but that was a smart. Therefore, they says, the Yilchataninu is only in the other direction. In other words, it's shtar mecher is Yilchataninu. Or the shtar kedushin is just the simple meaning of it, that the Baal ki yikach means that the Baal writes it. But Tosfos also gives another fascinating answer. Tosfos says that Yilchataninu could mean not halacha l'mersh misina. It could mean Hilchata Ninu, Hilchata Medina. Now, Hilchata Medina does not mean civil law. If you've gotten used to the word Medina as it's used in Hebrew classically, Medina means socially. That was like when the Mesilat Yesharim talks about V'tikun Achvat HaMedinot. That's the way they always do it. Right? As if it's the most important thing in life is the brotherhood of the United Nations. Kol shetoladetam hatova ha'amitit v'ayinu chizuk ha'torah v'tikun achvat ha'medinot. What? It sounds like a conservative rabbi. But if we're understanding that achva medinit is essentially the idea of social togetherness and derech eretz and the functioning world and so on. So that's what Medina. Yochata Medina would mean that this is the minhag, as Tazu says. People have the concept of what they mean in a contract, and that becomes now. The Torah allows us to utilize the understanding of human intercourse. If I know that I'm taking a shtar, what is a shtar? Well, everybody knows that a shtar for a sale is that I write you out, that I'm selling. Whereas the understanding of kiddushin is that I'm making you my wife. It just makes sense. Maybe that's the meaning, in which case we still obviously would need to know the Yatzah V'Haitah. But it's just an interesting thing, because obviously it changes our appreciation of the idea of Hilchata. Good. So that's the solution. Did by then we could say something else? We could say it's because over there, Hatanamik Tiv, it says when it comes to Mechira, Ve'kach et Sefer Hamikneh. So even though we're talking about Shtarot of Mechira over there, so it says that I take, Yirmiyahu says, I take the Shtar of the Mikneh, which was the seller, and then it says, I took it. So we see from over there also that the Mocher wrote Sadai Mechura Lecha, and you went ahead as the Lokeach and took that. Mashenkin over here says Ki Yikach, so the Lashon of Lekicha, not just who's the focus? The focus of the Baal or is the focus? No. The focus is on the word Ki Yikach. The Lekicha in terms of Kiddushin is the taking. Over here the Lekicha itself is of the field by taking the Shtar. So it's actually inverted. That is strange. That's my Israeli phone.
Yeah.
Who would be calling your Yontif?
Yeah, remember, sure, we always get that.
It's not Yontif. Somebody posted Yontif? Maybe.
Maybe it's the bank.
That's what I'm worried about. Don't laugh. Stop everything. You want to just see who it is? Maybe it's an emergency or something.
Just makes us feel like we're back in the show.
Yeah.
She's not up to that, by the way.
Nothing? Nothing. Okay. Alright, so now we know. Furthermore, Amar Rav Nachman, Katavlo Alaniyar, Alacheres. If he writes, and here, until now we've been talking about writing a shtar to a father. That was the entire opening case. But, I mean, we have to expand on that a little bit. I mean, we need to know what about writing the father where maybe the child is not a ketana, or writing a woman directly, which we didn't talk about directly. So he expands on it. If you write al aniyar, o al acheres, hafa bishem ashova prut, bitcha mekudeshetli, bitcha mugulesetli, bitcha li leintur. Here's what he's adding. And this could be bein al yedei aviha, bein al yedei atzma. You can actually give it to her. You don't have to give it to the father. She would still be mekudeshet, but that's if it was midato, where the father said it's okay. If it was a naira, then he could mamish make the naira as a shliach, because she could be she has her own yacht. If it's a katana, it would be begetter that he's saying essentially by giving it to her, I'm telling you that's where you could put it, and I will be makabel it like that. But of course, this is only in a case where vuhu shalom bagra, because it's the father's bitra, it says over here, I'm giving it to your daughter. If she's already a bogeret, that's not a shtar kedushin. You can't write to somebody else about a daughter that has, you have no kinyanim on. So that would work if it's bidaite, no matter what age she is, if it's been given to her. But of course, it would have to be that she's not a bogeret, she'd be ketana and nara. Well, if he writes to woman directly, katavla ala niyala lacheres of b'shem b'shavapruta, hari at mekudeshetli, or hari at leinto, hari at mekudeshetli, there too she would be mekudeshet also in the other direction, if he gave it to the father. Gave it to the father, or he gave it to her, but of course here it's the opposite, that it would be midata. Because since he's making her, it would mean that she is old enough to have the father accept it for her. So in other words, let's get rid of the unimportant issues. Who's the one that's getting it? I mean, either of them could get it, either in terms of shlichut or in terms of acceptance of the messiah. That's not the point. But the point is, if she's a bogeret, obviously it's harei at. And if she's coming through the father, so then it's bitcha. By Rav Shimon ben Lakish, a shtar erusin, and here we get to Rav Yisrael's issue about learning out the definition of a shtar erusin from a shtar yitzia, meaning of a get. So my question is, how about if you wrote a shtar erusin shelo lishma? So this time you wrote it out, and then you give it harayat mekudeshetli. You know, you just walk into a five of dime, and they've got these, you know, marriage contracts. It says harayat mekudeshetli. You can get the pretty ones with the hallmark, you know, with the little one. And you take it, and you say, I'm giving this to you. Speak mekudeshet to me.
You never know, you better be prepared.
You know, you'll meet in the supermarket.
And so, does it need to be written? Look, it's a whole new market, man. I mean, listen. So does it need to be written lishma? So now, what do we say? Do we say havayot yitziot makshina? Look, I mean, the whole deal about the shtar is that we learned out from the yatzava haitas. It has to have the same din if that's the case. Ma yitziyah be'inan lishma. So af havayah be'inan lishma. It makes sense to say that they should have the same parameters in terms of the requirements. Odilmo, or do we say, but, I mean, on the other hand, we do have different types of Kiddushin. So, I mean, it makes more sense, perhaps, Havayot Lahadadi Makshinan. I mean, we know that we have Aisha Niknait Vishalosh Drachim. So, all of those Vyatsa Vahaita. I mean, the Vahaita, it's all very nice to compare it to the Vyatsa, but it's also any type of Vahaita. Vahaita Bishtar, Vahaita Bikesev, Vahaita Bivya. I mean, so, certainly, we don't need Kesev Bishma. Because that would mean we would have to coin the money, lishma. That would be the equivalent of learning. We're certainly not going to learn out kesef from them. That was the understanding that we had earlier on when we made the distinction in our minds between writing a shtar in which the language of the shtar is unique and kesef, which that was the whole saying, that the tiva is chodahu, the tzura of the kesef is all the same tzura. It's only what you say that defines the difference. So nobody ever considered we would need kesef lishma. So you don't need kesef lishma. So then the Havaya Nishtar also may be lo bein lishma. After raising the question, after he asked the question, it became clear to him as he was saying it, that of course it's got to be that Havaya Liyitziya Makshina. Because since the whole basis of the shtar is the part of the Hekesh that compares Kiddushin to Gerushin, that has got to be the more fundamental definition of what we're learning out. And therefore, if you're going to say v'yatzava haita, do you not call v'yatzava haita? And therefore, if you're going to learn it out, then you have to learn it out. You got to be fair. And you learn it out from Gittin, then it has to have the same din of lishma as Gittin has. Itma, katavo lishma v'shalomi da'ata. How about if this is a hopeful lishma? You haven't spoken to her about it yet, but you want to be ready. So you have it all ready to go, and it's for her. It's just she doesn't know anything about it yet, that's all. So Rav Ravina say, Amri Mikudeshet, that's fine. Rav Papa and Rav Shavya Amri Eina Mikudeshet. So Rav Papa says, okay, let's be fair about this. I'm going to explain what they think, and I'm going to explain what I think, because otherwise you're going to claim that you're talking past me. But I'm going to show you. I know exactly what you're saying, okay? So, let me present their understanding of this halakha, and then I'll tell you my understanding, okay? First, we'll start with their understanding. So, this is what they're saying when they say that she is Mukadeshim. They're saying that the Chtiv, the Yatzava Haita, we're comparing, we said, a shtar of Kiddushin to a shtar of Gerushin. Now, when you write a shtar of Gerushin, it has to be written Lishma, but you don't have to ask her. You can present her with the get. So, Shalomi Da'at. So, therefore, Afavaya Nami Lishma, Shalomi Da'at. Albeit, we learn out the din of Lishma, agreed. But where would we come up with the idea of Mida'at if it doesn't appear in Gittin? Now I'll explain why I think that that's wrong. Sounded pretty persuasive, huh? So in that time, I'll tell you why I don't think that's right. Because the Yatzava Haita means Makisha Vayala Yitzia. Okay. But how were we comparing it? I'll tell you. Ma Yitzia Be'ina Da'at Makne. We're saying that by the Yitzia. You need to have the da'at of the person who is affecting the transfer. And that is the husband. He's giving that, close that door, man.
standing room only.
This is an air conditioned entertainment center.
In the secretary,
so, ma yitzya bin dat makne, afavaya bin dat makne. Who is the dat makna? Dat makna is a woman who's going to be giving over herself to an ishtar. Who's the dat makna by the get? The man is giving over his wishes to the woman with the ishtar. But it has to be parallel, and therefore it's got to be written lechatchila, not stam lishma, but lishma with the da'at. Which obviously wasn't an issue by a get, because that was the lishma all along. It was the definition. Nathan. Ein kotvim shtari yeresin v'nisuin, ela mida'at shnehem. It says over here, you cannot write shtari yeresin. Some do not have this word nisuin, because it doesn't seem to make sense. A shtar nisuin, what would that be exactly? There's some try to put in that it's a ketuvah, but it also doesn't add up lahalacha. So others, some of them show them say shtar yeresin v'nisuin. In other words, let's take a set of all shtarot that have to do with marriage of any type, which equals one. It's a set of one. Shtar kedushin. The shtar yeresin v'nisuin is just a way of referring to the set, not referring to a list. Okay, so this type of shtar is only written midat shnehem, ha ha ha. So you see that indeed it's not enough to write it with the dot of the hopeful man. It has to be written with the dot of the consenting woman. Okay, so that proves that Rupapa is right, that she wouldn't be mekudeshet. I mean, I assume that that's what it means, right? Shtar yeresin, my love, shtar yeresin. And this soon means mamash, what we just are talking about. No. Shtari Harrison is soon. It's talking about Shtari Psikta. Shtari Psikta is what we call Tnoim. You write up Tnoim. What is each side going to be putting into this marriage? The father of the bride says, well, she's going to have X. And the father of the Baal says, you know, I'm going to buy a house. And, you know, all of that. So, and what's like with Gidol HaMarav? The Amar of Gidol HaMarav. Okay, kama ata noten levincha, what are you going to give your son, huh? The guy says, kach v'kach. Okay, and what are you going to give to your daughter, huh? Kach v'kach. All right, so they're outbidding each other, basically. The Lord Jesus is coming out here. So, and at that point, they get up immediately, under the kitcho, on the spot, kanu. The very fact that that turned into the setting is so powerful. And the kiruv halavavot, of a kiruv adat, that the kids are getting married right now, as we're talking, is such that we take such a setting to be sufficient indication that this is a 100% commitment, even though it wasn't written down in a shtar. So what it's saying over here, if, now, the witnesses who were there want to write it down in the shtar, what would be the advantage of that? Then there would be a lien on the property. Because when something's written in shtar, it's supposed to be the equivalent of a milva alpeh, something I owe. That's alpeh. If I sell out my house, and now somebody's bought it, and that's the only money I had, and now you're coming to collect the money for the chuppah that I promised. Gee, I'm really sorry, but, you know, I thought I would have my house to sell, but it's too late. I blew that money in Las Vegas. So can I go collect the house, is the question. If the shtar was written, I can go to the buyer and I can say, look, buddy, I had a lien on this house before you bought it. Mashenkin, if it's only Balpah, I can't do that because the guy also, and what was I supposed to do? The protection of the buyer is the takon of the chachamim that no liens exist without there being registered liens in a shtar. So therefore, you've got to have the dat shnehem, because if they never intended that it should be a milvah b'shtar, how could you create it as a shtar? It has nothing to do with our sugya, obviously. So the Israel of Gilam Arab is saying, so come out of the Karkav, under Kichu Kono, Hene, and Advarma, Nikrim, Bahamira, and now to turn it into a shtar, you'll need for both of them to agree. Fine. Now, the next case that we had, we said the Nisha is Nikne through intercourse, Bivya.
Last date not mentioned at all.
Date?
The date.
Well, remember, the only need for a date was a takana drabonin to make sure that he wasn't taking advantage of the peirot of her property after having determined to give her a get.
And also
or to cover his business of his niece. In other words, there's nothing that would have to do with the kiddush. So it's irrelevant. Okay. So minolan. First of all, how do we know bia? Now this is a strange question. We're already in the second stage, right? We already went through minolan on everything. And we know what the minolan is. The minolan was way back, Rebbe's mama, kikach ish isha ubrala. So from the word ubrala, we saw that bia is a type of kinyan of an isha. Of course, everybody at this table at that time asked, why is that such a good raya, which we're finally going to get to over here. But what we would expect at this point was, how do you affect the kedusha with bia? And instead, all of a sudden, we say, how do we know it? Well, we know it. Interesting. So the Torah talks about a case where somebody was sleeping with a married woman. So you might say, isho chevi misha bu'ulat ba'al. So then, umetu gam shnehim. But in any event, meanwhile, I mean, it mentions bu'ulat ba'al. Why is it, I mean, what bu'ulat ba'al tells me, that he becomes the Baal through Be'ila. Malamichanat Sala Baal Ayyadei Be'ila. I'm going to observe the Rebbe Avu. So Rebbe Zera says to Rebbe Avu, quoted it, some say it was Rish Lakish, said to Rebbe Yochanan, who was the one who was being quoted, do you have some problem with Rebbe? Ku'ura Zushishana Rebbe, what? Rebbe wasn't pretty enough, his drush, exactly, it's too ugly. You had to find a new pasuk. What was wrong with the pasuk? That we've been assuming all along that the way that we know that the kinyan of an isha is bebia is from kikach ish isha ubrala. So what's wrong with what Rebbe taught us in the beginning? Ubrala milamet shenikneit bevia. And so when you need another pasuk for bulat ba, says Rebbe Yochanan, imihatam hava mina adam kadesh v'hadar bayo. I mean, it says ki yikach uba'al. Apparently, the only way, if I would have had that pasuk, I would say, you got to do two things. You have to do ki yikach. Ki yikach, let me stay up for and give over the money. But she's still not your wife until you actually sleep with her. But you can't just utilize bia, or for that matter, kesef, alone. Kamash malanda. No, it's two separate things. If I wouldn't have seen bulat ba'al, I would have thought it's all one process. Maki for Rababa by Mama, that's absurd. What do you mean it's all one process? It can't all be one process. Because how could the Torah then say that there's a halacha about a Na'ara who is Bu'urasa, who is a Betula? And they have the whole special halacha that in that case we apply a din of Skila, not a din of Chenek. There ain't no such creature. Because the only way she became a Na'ara Bu'urasa was after you gave her the ring, you also already turned her out of a betula into a beula. So then she would become a chenek. So from that case in the Torah, we know that it can't be kiyikah, because al yedei beila. So what are you telling me here, a story? So then there would be no such case of a na'ara murasa. The yomrach one of biskila. What would be the case? If he was already makadisher and had already slept with her, then she's a beula, isn't she? To eat, to agdish vadabal, so she's a bula, not a betula. And if he only gave her kesef and he wasn't boiler, it's not even kiddushin. So what'd you do? You slept with a girl, not with a married woman. So then, lap klumu. So how do you have it? There's no case. Amrua rabbanaka made abayan, so what's the big deal? I mean, couldn't we have a case of kiddushin bebia where she's still a betula? Because we know that you can have bia shalokidaka. The anal intercourse is also called bia. The Torah accepts mishkevei isha. So you could have kicha, bia, and still betula. So, very simple. So he was makadisha, and she's a full kedusha, but she's a betula. Amalei Abaye, Amaluhu Abaye, Sidrabana. Who had said this, they thought they were really smart. So Abaye said to them, that's not so smart. Because Atkan lo pli Rebbe v'Rabbanan. We're going to see that there's a machlokas between Rebbe and the Rabbanan about what the halacha is in terms of the din of a betula, whether a betula means literally the way we would use betula in English in terms of a virgin. She has a hymen and that defines betula. Or whether betula simply means that she was never slept with. But in any way. In other words, she may look like a betula, but she's not a betula, logically speaking. That was his machloket. That machloket, however, is only binogea another person's intercourse with a woman. But a husband who already slept with a woman is definitely going to turn her into a bu'ula, despite the fact that he was careful to preserve her betulim. And we'll see what this talks about in one moment. Avo ba'al, when it comes to a husband, which he is in this case, the orus, divrei hakol im ba'al le'a even shelo kedarka. And I mean, in terms of English, she's still a virgin, but she's a bu'ula who's a virgin. That's all that it means. So it's asa'a bu'ula. Ma'i, what am I referring to? Which machloket am I referring to? That's, I mean, you know what this would do to the geisha market in Japan. It would be a disaster. Yeah, I mean, how would you ever know? It's terrible. This is Bibi, his brother. His brother was involved in it. You ought to talk it over.
You know, he knows because he laughed at the guy.
It says two lishonas, right. Yishlo yada'a. So, what is this machlokas, Mahi? The time. Bo alea asara anashim. Va'adayin hi betula. Kulam beskila. Here we have exactly this case. You have the Nara Ma'urasa, and she's gang raped. So 10 guys sleep with this woman. But she's still a betula. Once they're gang raping her, you know, they're using broomsticks or anything. I mean, she's a betula, but she nonetheless, every one of them is going to be chayav and skila, despite the fact that this guy's number 10 in the list. How could she still be a betula? Avi's talking about Bia Shalokadarka, right? Rabbi Omer, so this is the machlokas, that's the Tanakama. Rabbi Omer, I say, Harishon b'skila, the only guy who was chayav skila was while she was a virgin. That's only the first guy. Everybody else basically is sleeping with a Nara who's not a betula, and therefore it's a standard case of Eshet Ish, Yechayev Chenek, not Skila. Okay, so this is a machloket, but it's a machloket about other people. It's not a machloket about the husband. We'll see later on that actually Rebbe is going to utilize the pasuk of Bu'ulat Baal to prove this, but right now we don't know that. Okay, so what's your problem? Again, your problem is that you're saying there couldn't be a case of a Nara who would be a Betula if you needed to sleep with a woman after giving her a Kedushin in order for her to become your wife. Not true. You never heard about a Shtar? That's talking about Kedusha Kesef. So why can't we have a case of Shekicha Bishtar? So you'll say, now wait a minute, I mean, we're going to learn out all the Havayot Mehadavi. If Kicha with Kesef can only be done with Bila, Ubala, so why not say Kicha Bishtar can only be with Kesef, with Bia after it? Because, what's the Makor of the Shtar? The Yatzava Haita. So just like a get is Gremer Umotzi, that's it, there's no second stage to complete the Gerushin. So now the Yatzavaita tells me there's no second stage to complete the Kedushin. This is a complete Shtar. So Gomer or Machmis. And therefore that whole thing was just, there was a red herring. It's simple to find a case. We're getting into all these gory details. Bia Shlokadarka, we've been talking about a Naram or Asar is referring to a case where a guy was becoming a woman with a Shtar, and then now somebody else sleeps with her. However, had he utilized Kesef, maybe if it wouldn't have been for the Pasuk Bu'ulat Baal, and we only would have had Rebbe's Drasha, I would have said, Kesef, Kikach, only with Ubala. And in Okinami, in that case, she wouldn't be a Nara Mu'urasa Betula. No matter how he did that Bila, as you just said, she's always considered to be a Bu'ula in that case. Okay? Very interesting. So let me ask you something. It turns out, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the word Ubala is meaningless. Because from Bu'ulat Baal, he's learning that you can create a state of Baalut through Bi'ilah. And from this, he's saying you're not learning anything. Because, I mean, I can't learn anything from it. Because of taking it at face value, it's telling you that Kicha has to be with money and then Bi'ilah. So I don't accept that pasuk. Okay, so what is it there for? So Hayubala Mayavidle, what's the purpose of the word Ubala? The Pasuk Yikach Ish Isha? Mayavidle. And that's something else. That's uva Allah. Uva Allah means reduction the hey, the mapike, va'al ota. So it's a difference between va'al ota, meaning the only case where be'ila would be useful would be this case, which is similar to kicha. But if you're tempted to take an Oma Ivriya, the Pnei Yeshua explains the Oma Ivriya that we're talking about over here is Oma Ivriya in terms of Yi'ud. Because remember that an Oma Ivriya, the owner has the right to marry her. So the norm is he marries her by telling her basically that it's the money that he had originally used to purchase her is now going to be seen as her Kesef Kedusha. And that the Torah includes in the Ya'ada, or in the No Ya'adena. How about if he doesn't do that? How about if he says, let's just sleep together, and that will be a condition for you? So maybe that too would be considered to be a kinyan of yud on an Oma Ivriya, which is a din in Baal Korcha. So maybe over there also. So I would have thought that that is true, as we'll see in a moment. Therefore, comes along the third thing. The only case where Uva Allah is meaningful is Uva Al Ota. So Zonik Nate Bidiyah, the in Oma Ivriya Niknate Bidiyah, because I might have thought Sakatakamina, Tate Bikavachoma Miyavama. If a Yavama She'en Niknate Bikesev, is Niknate Bidiyah, we already saw this argument, that when it comes to Ishut, this of course is the Pnei Yeshua's Raya that we're talking about Ishut. So otherwise we said before, Bia doesn't make sense to use as a purchasing a car. That's what I'm going to use. The purchase of an Oma Ivriya, unless we're talking about purchase for the tzorchei of yield, right? So over here, if a yavama can only be nikdate b'diyam, not the kesef. So an Oma Ivriya, where you can utilize the kesef to achieve yield, so koshikin, you should be able to be kainer with bia. So therefore, I need a pasuk to tell me that's not true. So, but no, wait, what do you mean? What kind of kabbalah is that? Ma'ali yavama, of course yavama bia works, but that's because she gains a kukabo medet. That's because the Torah already created a semi-kedushin from Zika, from the first husband. But you see, look at the case of the Oma Ivriya. If he's Yadena, so what happens over there? The Torah continues. The imacheret yikachlo, if he ends up taking now another woman, so then sheirak sutav onatalo yigara, right? He has to give her all of the commitments, but that means that we're comparing now the acheret to la. So imacheret yikachlo yikishakat to la acheret. So I would say, look, if the Torah is saying, and if he takes another wife, and that's an indication, the first wife is the same as the other wife, takes another one, so just make sure that you have the dinim of She'er Ksud Vona. I mean, we certainly mean She'er Ksud Vona in both directions. It's not only She'er Ksud Vona goes to the first one. She'er Ksud Vona obviously defines marriage, but well. So the same thing would be true. Imacher Ikakla would be a reference to the same kinyanim. So that means Makishakaret La. So Makaret Mekanya Bidiyaf Ama Ivriya Mekanya Bidiyaf. Kamashwan the Pasik Uva Allah, that's Davka Uva Allah. Ooh. Hey, that's hot stuff. But so now Rebbe doesn't know that. Because Rebbe needed the Uva Allah's Demakor for the din of kinyan with Bia. So how does he know that the Oma Ivriya are not? So I svar minale. Says Rebbe, you could have just written uva'al. Yikach ishisha uva'al. I mean, obviously, what else is he being boiled? I mean, that's the context. Yikach uva'al. If you say uva'allah, you're telling me uva'al ota dafka. So then you're also coming to tell me that this kinyan of bia only helps here and doesn't help. So I have two drashas from this word. So lift up rachman uva'al, my uva'allah. Shmaminatarte.
Which tarte?
Both of the dinim, the one that Oma Ivriya has not nicknamed, that Anisha is nicknamed. And what about Rava, who has a mimer from Bar Ahina? It's a very interesting article by Reb Reuven Margolius about Bar Ahina. Is Bar Ahina an actual person? So it's interesting. In the Seder Adair, that's where they list the names of all the Amoraim, according to the Deres, and so they have Bar Ahina as being in the door of Rava. Right? Reb Reuven Margolius, who wrote a book, Shemot HaTanaim VaAmoraim. So he writes that in the Oruch, the word Ahina means unknown. So Bara and Hina would mean somebody or other told me, but I don't know who it is, so it will remain forever anonymous. There's no such person as a Bara Hina. That's like giving him a Ploni Almoni, giving him an actual, you know, mokum in the door. There's no guy by the name of Ploni Almoni. So you're also Bara Hina Asbarali. Ki kach ish isha uva'ala. That he learns out this very beautiful halacha. Why did the Torah put together Kikach Ishisha Uva'ala to tell me a fantastic chiddush? Suppose a guy goes over, and indeed, like the case of Rabbi Yisrael, there's two girls, we have no idea which one it was Mekadesh. One of your daughters should be Mekadesh to me, he gives the money to the father. So now if it wouldn't be for this drasha, I would say, so now we got a big problem. Both of them are going to need a get. We don't know which one. He can't marry either of them because maybe the one that he's going to take is ancient, is Achot Ishto. But Bara Hina said, no, in that case, it's not even a Kedushin. Why? Because since it could never be Ki Yikach Ishu V'Allah, because you'll never be able to sleep with her, ever. So it's also not a Ki Yikach. That's a brilliant deer. Very important drasha. But now, everybody's been using that pasuk. Uva'ala told me something else. So we've got two drushes already that we're learning from that pasuk. I'll leave it to Rabbi. So where now do we have room in that? How do we know indeed Kedusha and Mr. Levia? So if that's a true drasha, Kedusha and Mr. Levia, law of Kedusha. So Ma'ikal Amimar. Now there's no room in there for another drasha, is there? There is. Because in Kein Nichtov Kra Uva'ala. Because according to Rebbe, the kicha b'kesef, or the bia, is an option. Either or, it's not both. Which was Rabbi Yochanan's whole objection to it in the first place. Since it says kikach uva'ala, it's mashma that the bia comes after likuchen. That's why we need bulat v'al to establish that's not the case. Alright, why do we need uva'ala to tell me not on the Ibriya? But even according to Rebbe, where we are learning out both things from uva'ala, Kenyan Kedushin, and the exclusion from the Mapikei of the Alma Ibriya, there's still a third Rasha, because still the normal way in which I would have written two options was either or. Hikach Ishisha Ubala. Why are you writing it as Ubala, which is exactly what leads to misunderstanding in the Pasuk? So Lichtov, say Ubala, Lichtov kra Ubala. In other words, why are we saying Ubala? So in other words, the Ubala means that indeed a kicha has to have a vav akibur. Because every kicha has to at least have the potential of Ubala. So now we know three things from this one word. So Shema Melku, now we know all three things. First, last week, Kedusha B'Tzur Leviya, we know from the vav. Then, Baal teaches us that that's a kinyan. Baala teaches us a kinyan only by Isha and not by Ama Ivriya. Now everything is grand. Okay, everything is grand except what does Rabbi do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan? It says Vi Bu'ulat Baal. No, it's the Bu'ulat Baal of Kibat say Isha Chavim Isha Bu'ulat Baal. What's the point of Bu'ulat Baal? My advice, according to Rabbi, that's an unneeded pasuk because he says that anyway. I know from Baala that it's not after Kikach. I need boy, that's something else. Remember how we started off the discussion today. Does a woman become a bu'ula despite the fact that she still has her betulim? That was the question. That is exactly what Rebbe based his whole psak on. Auni boyle ba'al oselta bu'ula shalokidarka. Only a husband creates the status of bu'ula no matter how he has slept with this woman. She's a bu'ula, by definition, because she's a bu'ula from a baal.
So a geisha market still...
What's that?
A geisha market still...
The geisha market might be untouched. We'll have to see in a moment, because we're going to have a kasha, obviously, on what it was. That, I mean, this is inconsistent with what Rebbe...
Yeah. Could stand up for my brother.
Yeah, I understand. That was Rebbe Bishita. So, in Akhirasota Bulat Baal, but Bula. If it's not the Baal, just the guy, like the case, hey, what would that mean? Like the case of the 10 guys, they would not make her a Bula. Wait a sec.
I thought,
yeah, I thought you said just the opposite. That's the Gemara. What? The Eitel of Rebbe has for bread. That's not what Rebbe owns. We just got finished learning in the Brayt of Atanya. Bo alea asara nashim v'adayin hi betula. So the Chachomim indeed hold kulam b'skila, but Rebbe said the opposite. Rebbe Omer, Omer ani arishon b'skila, but everybody else is b'chenek. Now you're telling me that Rebbe's using a post, but Rebbe says just the opposite. That the first guy of this gang raper, he was the only one that's chayav skila because that was the only time she was a bitula, and now everybody else is just sleeping with a regular married woman, right? So I don't understand. How can Rebbe use the Bavli Gulat Baal to tell me what you're saying? Omar Rebbe Zera, that's because Moda Rebbe le'inin knas the kulul mishalmi. Well, even though it's true that in terms of defining her as a betula vis-a-vis the chiyuv of skila or chenek, that he indeed learns out from this Gulat Baal. But Rebbe is made of that when it comes to knas, that over there only the Baal makes her a beula. Why is that? My Shlomi, I mean, where do you come up with that? It's then either you alter the drush, you don't alter the drush. So my miktala, why would you have a right to say it makes a difference whether we're dealing with a chiyav misa or whether you're dealing with a chiyav knas? I'll tell you why. Because shiny hatan the amakra who made a ish asher shachav ima levado. So what do you mean levado? Obviously levado. Let's talk about a case where she was raped. So, I mean, obviously, it can't mean to tell me. But don't kill her because she was raped. Because the next pasuk says, Vulanara lota sedavar. I mean, then it says beferish. So why would the pasuk have to say, well, then only the man should be killed. Obviously, Vulanara lota sedavar. So what else could it mean? Therefore, must be coming to tell me that there is a special halacha when it comes to Misa. That only the first person that is the one who is going to turn her into a bu'ula, he's the only one that's chayav on betula. But vis-a-vis all other halakhas, it's only bu'ulat baal that defines the nature of a bu'ula, not stama guy. Hey, that's an interesting drasha. That's a really cute drasha. So what did Rabbanan do with that drasha? Does Rabbanan say that no, there's no levado. If you have a gang rape, they're all considered to be sleeping with a bitula. So what do they do with the pasuk levado? Rabbanan I levado my avi. They use that for something entirely different. Miboyle levikita tanya, who made to gam shnehem. So there it's talking about where the same pasuk you might say ishochev mishabu ulat baal, and there it's not in the sada. So then it says umetu gam shnehem aish hashochevi maisha maisha and so on. So there, he has a fantastic kiddush. Achiyu shneim shavim. Both of them have to be shayak to the chiyuv of mita. So suppose now one of them, she is a ktana, let's say, so we're not going to take any action against her. The amazing halacha according to this is that he too would then not be chayak. Because it's only where the level of the relationship is chal on both of them with the same chiyuv. As we obey to gam shneim, atu shneim shavim, kechad. So says Divrei Rabbi Hoshaya. Rabbi Yonatan Omer. Note that it says umei ta ish asher shachav ima levado. How do you explain that? So the levado is only there to teach me. I know l'nara lo ta'aseh davar. So the levado is saying, even though there might be another case where l'nara came ta'aseh davar, where it's not in besada matza'a, and indeed she was a willing participant. But she's a ktana. So what if she's a ktana? But he's not. Therefore, meita ish levado without her. And for this case, that's kufa what it's coming for. So mamela, we now know not to accept Rabbi Oshaya's diuk to tell me that it has to be gam shnehem. So now, what's Rabbi Yochanan going to do with this? Because, I mean, he needed Bu'ulat Baal to tell me that Allah, that you're only able, we only know that you're able to be kind of with Bia from Bu'ulat Baal, not from Ubu'alam. So then he doesn't have now the entire drasha that the Baal bakes her the Ba'ula and so on. So now, what does he do with this? As far as we know it. So how does he know that Baal is Eisei Sabu'ula Shalakadaka if he's learning out from there? Because in Cain, Nichtov Ka Ba'ulat Ish, it's irrelevant that it's Ba'ulat Baal. All we need to know is whether the woman is a Ba'ula or she's a Betula. So if you're adding the words Ba'ulat Ish, so then I would know from there that any type of Ba'ula, whether it's normal Ba'ula or Ba'ula Shalakadaka, is not the case. We're going to be Machayev somebody chenek. Kamashva, no. Only if she's Bulat Baal and it's Bia Shalokidarka, is she then considered to be a Bu'ula. But if it's not Bulat Baal, so then she's considered to be a Bitula. Still, my Bu'ulat Baal, Shma Minatartes. Therefore, we learn out two things. Al Yedei Bi'ila, he becomes a Baal. And a Baal who is Bo'el makes a Bu'ula. Both things we can learn out from them. So maybe we don't have a problem about leaving the Rabbi Yochanan either. So now it turns out we have everybody has covered all of the drushes, Lagabe, Kinyan issues, either from Ulad Baal or from Ubala. The fact that it has to be Dafka for Ishus and not for an Amma Ivriya, that I learn out anyway from the Mapike. Kedushin, Mesir, and Labia, I learn out either from the very fact that it says Ki Yikach Yishuvala, or from the extra above, that it could have said Ubala, or say Ubala, the way Rebbe was learning. From Ulat Baal, I learn out that the Baal alone is the one who makes her a Bu'ula. Or, Libra B'Yokran, I learn out from the fact that it's Bu'ulat Baal, and not Bu'ulat Ish, the other drasha as well, that only the Baal makes her Bu'ula with Be'ila Shalokadarka, which according to Rebbe is the only meaning of the pasuk which covers the entire Bu'ulat Baal. Anyway, and therefore everybody's happy, all of our drushas are in place, and we now have learned some fascinating halachas, Legabe Tam, the status of Bu'ula or Be'ila, Legabe Geshas.
Yeah.
Geshas. All right, so now we're set.
As long as I can.
Yeah. We're set.
We're not on the same.
Fine. Now we're going to do our.
You have to do Meyer.
Yeah, we're going to do Meyer, right?
Yeah. But what does Rebbe do with both of them? Because it's what's the articles. What does Rebbe say about.
Why does Rebbe use.
No, because. He doesn't need to.
Right, so.
I mean, that
doesn't matter what it says.
It doesn't matter what it says, because it had to say Bulat Baal to tell me that the Baal makes Be'ila.
Couldn't have said Baal. Not that. Which is Kamishnei Him. What does Rebbe do with that? Because Rebbe's learning out.
Yeah.
Rebbe's learning out that he dies, right? That the rapist will die. From.
Rebbe's learning out from Levado.
Right.
Then,
and
when it comes to Misa, that only over there do we darshan.
Right, that we learn out that it is right.
Right, but that if it's a gangrene,
learn out from
the gangrene. Right, so then you have the other machlokas, Rav Hoshaya. I mean, you can't. I don't know what Rav Yosef got me with. That's only.